Now, if you can't make it, he said. I said, what do you mean? He said, now, you know, we could always make it another time. I said, my God, I've been 20 years waiting for this call. If I pass this one up another 20 years, we might both be dead. So I couldn't dare take a chance. Lord God, I knew it was now or never. Hallelujah. So, that's why I'm here. Hey, don't you appreciate Brother Randy taking time out of his schedule to be here to meet this week? Praise God. No, it's great to be here. Thank you for the room and for the food and for the fellowship. I love God's good people. I really do. And it's always good. Like I say, we go way back. Man, he's talking about that scrap iron quartet. My God, I will never forget that. We got ourselves together. But the funniest part of all is when we start out with that, oh. Oh, oh, and that was fine. We had four singers, but then we had that fifth O. All of a sudden in the back, I heard my wife go, oh. Yeah, we got an unexpected O from my wife. She went, oh. She about sunk down underneath the seat. Yeah, she about went out too. It was O's all over that place. That wasn't called for in the script. Hallelujah. But anyway, it's great to be here. Thank you for the privilege. Praise God. I probably won't make it another 20 years, so bless God. I guess I better give you all I got here tonight or today. Hallelujah. Well, reading today from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Good to see my friend Brother Mike here. He's been awful good to me. And just if I go name all the rest, you're going to be hurt, aren't you? But every one of you, God bless you. Appreciate you being here today. Appreciate Brother Randy. Thank you for the room and all. Praise God. Hallelujah. It probably after I get done today, they'll probably say, well, Brother Randy, we can understand why you waited 20 years. Another 20 will be fine. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I hope not. For your sake and his and mine and everybody else. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Wherefore? What is it? Excuse me, 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. We're going to get it straight. And all things of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though Christ did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you this day for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. I pray, God, that you would breathe upon me, hide me behind the cross. I realize, God, that in myself I can do nothing. I'm resting upon you. I pray that you will bless me, touch me, and anoint me. Anoint the hearts to receive the word of God. May we be strengthened to go forward here today in the matchless, marvelous name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise God. One more thing I was thinking as I was sitting there. Bless God, this place is just about right to butcher hogs. Whew, it is cold in here. Hallelujah. I hope for goodness I get to working up a little heat here. Praise God. I thought maybe it was Thanksgiving time. I was going to pull out the butcher. Well, I want to preach. I was praying. I guess it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, just a little bit before Brother Randy called me. I was praying. We were having revival, getting ready to have revival, and I felt led of God to have a prayer chain. I don't know how many links we missed in the prayer chain, but there was everyone that took an hour, 24 hours a day. We all knew revival was going to come when my son Nathan took an hour. And praise God, he wrote that song, I Can Pray. Well, he's wrote a new one now, I Did Pray. Hallelujah. So we're really encouraged about that. Praise God. So we got him to take an hour. But anyway, I was praying and talking to the Lord. And I took a double shift. I took one at night and one in the morning. And I was praying in the morning. And seeking the Lord. and tore up and talking to God. And God spoke to me. I know that he did. I don't know how I'll do today, but I do know God spoke to me that morning. I was praying for revival, for God to give us revival. And God spoke three words to my heart. I'm probably not going to get to all three of those words, so please do not get nervous. But he spoke to me three words that he said it was going to take to have revival. The first was reconcile. The second was restore. And then thirdly, he said, I will revive. I will revive. So I want to start out with reconciliation. Reconcile. Paul said that he said that we would. But, you know, he says there in the 19th verse, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. Then he said, we are ambassadors for Christ. And we have been given this ministry of reconciliation. Now hang on here. I want to preach to you. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. There is no greater need of your life than to be right with God. Nothing else will matter if you are not right with God. Hallelujah. You read the Word of God. And from Genesis, from the fall of Adam, to Genesis chapter 22, where the Lord said, here he is, almost done. The Bible's almost done. There's only, two or three more verses. And here he is, almost over. And this whole Bible has been built and talked and pushed and pressed to reconcile us to God, to get us back to him, to bridge the gap, to bring the love, and to bring us back into fellowship with the God of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! And he says, I want you to be so reconciled that I can't close this book. Huh? I can't stop until I say to you, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Woo. Hallelujah. Huh? And he that heareth says, come. Huh? My God. Amen. And he that is athirst, come. And whosoever will come and drink of the waters of life freely. I want to tell you, God is in the world through his son Christ, reconciling the world unto him, together a bride, that one day we're going to stand around the throne of God and worship and magnify and glorify him who is forever and ever and ever and ever. I look at God's word and there, I made to realize that God has always wanted to have fellowship with man, as evidenced by the fact that when he made Adam, that every day, in the cool of the day, he came down and walked with Adam. He talked with Adam. And I believe the greatest sadness and the greatest tragedy that God experienced was the day that Adam and Eve sinned and the fellowship was broken and the evening talks were broken. And from that time, I believe God made up his mind, I'm going to reconcile. I'm going to build a bridge. I'm going to bring man back to the fellowship one more time. Hallelujah. Oh, well, if you'll just stay and the Lord will help me, I'm going to preach to you. Hallelujah. Woo! I may have to run a time or two to get unwound, but bless God, I want to preach to you. My God, the Bible tells us that the world became so wicked that he had to destroy it. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. God said, I'm not destroying it. There's one man that's got enough, and I'll just reconcile with him enough to rescue this world. Abraham was called the friend of God. He went everywhere building altars. Oh my God. And was called the friend of God. And God said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And through your seed, woo, hallelujah, I'm going to raise up a nation. It's going to be a holy nation. It's going to be a peculiar people. I'm going to give them laws. I'm going to talk to them like no other. I'm going to raise up a holy nation. And so God
begin to breathe on Abraham and his seed. Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the promise that went with him. Hallelujah. We know the story. They wound up in Egypt. Then God sent Moses and brought them out and got them out there in the wilderness. And there God said, I'm going to move a notch further. And it took Moses up on the mountain. And he said, he showed him. Now, that you, I'll let you brethren chew on this for a little bit. He took him up on the mountain. And he said, I want you to make it according to the pattern which I showed thee on the mount. The book of Revelation talks about the tabernacle of testimony was open in heaven. My personal opinion, I believe there's a tabernacle in heaven. I believe there's an altar in heaven. I believe it was on that altar in heaven that the Son of God sprinkled his blood that sanctified you and I. Hallelujah. And the tabernacle that Moses had was patterned after the one that was made in heaven. Of course, the heavenly one be more glorious and more great and more majestic. But the tabernacle that he made was a pattern because God said, I'm going to reconcile you to myself. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. God said, glory. God said, I'm in earnest about this. He came down on that mountain and he touched it and it caught on fire. His voice spoke and the mountain shook. It was so mighty and so powerful that if so much of an animal touched it, he was be thrust through. Yes, it was exceeding. When God spoke to people, said Moses, entreat God. We can't bear it. It's too much for us. And that first tabernacle, you read Hebrews 8, 9, and 10. And it talks about the tabernacle and the washings and all the sacrifices, the ashes of the heifer. And of the bulls and of the goats. You know, it talks about all those things and how that the New Testament was better. And Christ was the mediator of the New Testament. And how that the blood of bulls and the ashes of heifer, amen, was sprinkling. Amen, for them. But they could never make those that it never made them whole. There was always the remembrance of sin. Although they went through all of this, there was never a real reconciliation between God and man. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, my God, it must have been something, amen, to have seen all of that tabernacle. We know the story. Just please give me a little time here. We know the story. How that probably the two of the greatest days on the Jewish calendar was, of course, the Day of Atonement. And it was on that day the high priest went behind that veil. Went behind that thick veil. I was talking to Brother Charles last night. He said that the way they tested that veil. Listen to this. He said, Brother Charles said he read that they took 20 yoke. You understand? That's 40 oxen. They put 10 on this 10 yoke, which was 20 oxen on this side and 20 on that. And they tried to pull that apart. That's how strong that veil was. Huh? Are you still here? My God, in Jesus' name. And there they put that veil up there. My God. And all the tabernacle, they had the sanctuary. And then, of course, behind that, the holiest of holies. And once a year, the high priest would go around the corner, take the blood of that goat. One would be cast into, they would cast lots. One was driven out in the wilderness. They lay the sins of Israel on. He was driven out in the wilderness, out in the wilderness, a type of driving Israel's sins out away from them. The other was slain, the blood drained in a basin. He would come inside, sprinkle that on the mercy seat, make an atonement for the sins of the people. The Bible doesn't say, but I read that they would tie rope around his leg. He had the bells and the pomegranates. And if they quit moving and he died in there, they weren't allowed to go in. They had to pull him out. It was holy. I said it was holy. And only the high priest once a year with the blood, but still man was not reconciled to God. Do you hear me? I said he was not reconciled to God through the rivers of blood, through the mountains of ashes, through the washings, through all the priests. Man was not reconciled to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hang on now. We were strangers. We were aliens. We were far off. We weren't even part of the Commonwealth of Israel. We had no hope in this world. My God, strangers, help me preach, dear God. I wasn't a Jew. I was cast out. I was out in the outer sanctuary. I did not know God. I did not know God's mercy. I did not know God's grace. I was cast out. Was not even privileged to be one of those tribes camped around, amen, that tabernacle, because they set it right down in the middle, and they camped. Whenever they moved, they would camp right in the center of the camp. They would set the tabernacle. Woo, huh? Come on now. And they would put three tribes here, and three north, and three. Yeah, my God. And their God's presence was in the midst of them. But it was only a symbol. It was only a cloud. It was only a tabernacle. It was only a tent. It was only ashes. It was only washings. It was only carnal. But they did not know the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Let me preach to you a little bit here today. Paul said that these sacrifices could never put away sin. There was always this remembrance of sin. My God, you brought your lamb, brought your turtle dove, brought your pigeon, but never got to go in where the presence was. Never got to go in where the Holy Ghost was. Never got to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. It's outside. Hallelujah. Woo! That high priest, once a year, coming in, sprinkling that blood on that mercy seat. My God, that they had another day, and that was called the Feast of the Passover. Whew. Hallelujah. I said that was the Feast of the Passover. That was a time of rejoicing. Woo! That was a time of shouting. Great God, hallelujah. That was a time of worship. We come out of Egypt, glory to God. Had you come out, we put the blood on the doorpost of the lintels. Woo! Come on here. We put the blood on the doorpost of the lintels. We came in the house covered by the blood, and the death angel passed by, and that night we came out with a high hand of victory. Roll the tape forward 4,000 years after Adam. Praise God. Amen. A man goes down by the river. He says, behold what? The Lamb. Woo! Come on here. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. He went about healing the sick, all of those oppressed of the devil. He walked on the water, unstopped. My God, Shakabasana. I said he unstopped the deaf ears, stopped the funeral possessions, raised the dead. My God, confounded the critics, walked on the water. My God, amen, hallelujah, fed the hungry, raised those that were afflicted, healed the lepers, opened the blinded eyes, went about doing good, because the Spirit of the Lord, it says, is upon me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hey, we know him. We know him. This is Joseph, boy. No. You don't know him. This is the Lamb of God. We know him. No, you don't know him. This is the Lamb of God. We know him. No, you don't know him. He's come to bridge the gap. We know him. No, you don't know him. He's come to reconcile man to God. He's come to span the gap. He's come to give life. Hallelujah. They're leading him out the gate. He's carrying his cross. Now, Brother Barnett, I was talking to him last night. Knew what I was going to preach. He didn't know what I was going to preach. I was talking to him. He was telling me last night that the only time that they would, that on the Day of Atonement, they would beat their breast. They'd smoke themselves on the chest. That's, but they only did it on the Day of Atonement. Woo! Oh, listen to me now. Here comes God's Lamb. Oh, God. Mangled, battered, bruised. My God. Beaten and torn. Walking. Leaving the bloody print footprints at the Via Dolorosa. Out, my God. Outside the gate to die for mankind. Woo! Hey, now listen, this was about the time, and so they hang him high, but about, you know, from 12 to 3, the sun went dark, and then about 3 o'clock, he cried, my God, my God. Amen. He cried out, it's finished. It's done. It's over. It's finished. Now listen to me. That was about the time of the evening sacrifice. I don't know, but I just really believe, amen, Brother Webb, that one of those priests was probably just about that time, just about them was walking in, getting ready to make the evening sacrifice, passing before that veil, that no one had been passed beside the high priest, amen, standing in front of that veil with the showbread, and the candlesticks, and the table there, just the table, and he's getting ready to do his daily duty, when a man on a cross cries, it's finished, hallelujah, and that veil, that 20 yoke of oxen could not pull apart. A hand from heaven reached down. Woo! My God tore it apart like a piece of paper. My God, can you see that priest as he looks? And for the first time, he sees the ark. For the first time, he sees the Shekinah glory. For the first time, hey! Be ye reconciled unto God. The veil's been rent. The price has been paid. We've been reconciled to the God of heaven.
Don, I'm just getting started. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Listen to me. Oh, my God. And at the cross, Brother Joey Height, their breast and return. Woo! Hallelujah. They were only supposed to do that on the Day of Atonement. And in spite of themselves, even though it was just the Passover lamb, but the atoning lamb of God was dying on the cross and the price was paid. Roll back the veil. The Son of God has broke down the middle wall of partition. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise Him now. Hallelujah. And so, we are no longer strangers. We're no longer aliens. Come on now. We're no longer cast out. But we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Made part of the fellowship of the saints. We're going to stand with the redeemed on Mount Zion and shout Hosanna and wave palm branches and sing glory while ages roll on. What the law could not do. And that it was weak through the flesh. God sending His own Son. Hello. Woo. In the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin. Condemn sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. That we might be the righteousness of God. Woo! In Him, in Christ Jesus. My God, reconciled. I said reconciled. No longer outcast. No, come on here. No longer without any hope. But we're saved. We're washed. We're redeemed. We're sanctified. We're justified. We're qualified to walk in the very presence of the Holy God of heaven. By the blood of the Lamb.
I hear a choir starting to sing. What are you singing? For he hath redeemed us unto God from every tribe and every tongue and every kindred, come on here, and every nation, and it made us kings and priests unto God. My God, sing on, hallelujah chorus. Angels, fold your wings and stand over by the side. While the redeemed of the Lord, while the redeemed of Zion, while those washed in the blood, sing the song of the Lamb and the song of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Want me to? I'll stop here. Turn it over to Brother Charles. Want me to stop here? Go ahead. Because I got to go. Step two. Reconcile. 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 And I want to talk to it from this angle. Be reconciled to God. How many here have a bank account? How many's got a checking account? Got a checking account? Well, tell you what you have to do. You have to reconcile. There's been several times, Brother Randy, when I thought I had X amount of dollars, and the bank sent me a statement. And when I got to reconciling my I was a little short. Are y'all still here now? Ooh, I remember when I first started evangelizing, got my first truck, a 1973 Dodge, turquoise and white, and an old 67 Streamline travel trailer. And I was And I was making my first trip with my truck and my trailer. I was going to, I call it Canova, but they call it Canovi. I don't know where they got the Y. It's K-E-N-O-V-A. But when I got there, I found that it was Canovi. I was on the way to Canovi, West Virginia. And I got to Raynell, West Virginia. And the snow was coming down in rapid fashion. And so I pulled my truck and my trailer over to a little old spot in the road, which is all there was then. And went and asked the guy that owned the store, could I park there for the night? He said, sure, son. And so I went out with to me it was new. And I went to crank down the jack. And the gears were stripped out of the jack. The little jack thing. And then I went back to cut on the lights. And most trailer, they run off a 12-volt, and my power converter was bad. So I didn't have many lights. Hallelujah. And then in the middle of the night, my wife woke up and said, honey, I've got a terrible toothache. Woo! And the next morning, I got up. I didn't get to my revival, so Monday I got up, and I went and talked to a guy at auto parts store and selling me some change so I could get home. And my bank account said had $105 and some change, and I talked him into selling me the change for $100. And when I got home, I found out I only had $5. I had to reconcile the statement. Now, I said all that for a reason. Because I think we've got a great problem in our church world. Amen. We're sort of like the church of Laodicea. Huh? Oh, my God. Are y'all still here now? Huh? What did he say? They said we're rich. Woo! We increased with goods. We got need of nothing. My God, we're the first church of the holy, sanctified, separated, rich and famous. My God, that's us. Woo! But my God, they went along for a long time until they got a notice from the Bank of Heaven. And the Bank of Heaven said, I've been reconciling your statement. I did a reconciliation. I pulled your payments. I pulled your accounts. Hey, are y'all still here? Woo! My God, hallelujah. And what did he say? My God, he
He said, you are wretched. You are miserable and poor and blind and naked. My God, I want to tell somebody here today, you need to reconcile your statement. You need to get a hold of God. You need to get in this meeting and get down on these altars and be reconciled to the God of heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! How long's it been since you spoke in tongues? How long's it been since you run around the church? How long's it been since you felt the Holy Ghost? How long's it been since you've been to prayer meeting? How long's it been? My God! Hey, brother, check your count. You're overdrawn and you need to get reconciled back to God. Help me preach now. I said, help me preach now. Whew. Oh, Raven Hill said, we got a lot of fashion and no passion. We got a lot of fears and no tears. We got interferers, but too few intercessors. Huh? Are y'all still here? We got people that are playing instead of praying. My God, let's tell the truth and shame the devil in here. If God was to do an audit on some of your souls tonight or today, you're broke. I said you're broke. I said you're broke. My God, you still got the clothes on? Woo! I said you still got the dress? Come on here now. You still got to look. And I believe in holding us inside and out. But my God, some of you, you're dried up. You've lost your touch. You've lost your burden. You've lost your fire. You need to be reconciled to the God of heaven. Well, I'll tell you what, they're in a bad shape. They've trimmed their hair, okay? They're in a bad shape. Them clothes are wearing are too tight, okay? I'm with you. I tell you, they're going downhill, putting that jewelry on, okay? With you all the way. Paul said, are you not yet carnal? You've been trimming your hair. You've been watching television. You've been, no. And I'm against all that. But he said, is there not strife? Woo! Is there not divisions? Huh? Come on here. My God, have mercy. We got more strife. We got more division. We got more factions that we got to try to pack and pull together. I want to tell you something. You get pray boo. I said if you get pray boo and get reconciled to God, you'll get sweet. You'll get full of love. You'll get full of holiness. You'll love God. Hallelujah. Reconcile. Oh, reconcile. Oh, my God. I might have to go back, pick up the other after a while here, brother. Hallelujah. But I got to preach just a little touch here. Hallelujah. Huh? Oh, my God. That ain't all. That ain't all. Matthew 5, 23, 24. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and then remember that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave thy gift at the altar and go thy way and say, good enough, you old goat. My God, I'm sick of you spitting on my mouth hand with you. My God, I'm going to leave a church and then shake my hand and then right. Doing better before one. That's all right. Got to preach this town. Hallelujah. Got to have his cornbread buttered. Corn and butter too. Leave thy gift at the altar. Go thy way first. Be reconciled to thy brother. And then come. And then come and offer thy gift. Woo! My God, my God. It's no wonder, Brother Height, we can't have revival. It's no wonder we can't have a move.
There's so much strife. There's so much bitterness. There's so many things we pushed under the rug. Amen. Old grudges you've carried around for 20 and 30 years that you've never got over. My God, if we're going to get reconciled, if we're going to have revival, we've got to bury that junk. I said we've got to bury that junk. Woo, we got to be reconciled. Hallelujah.
Eyes are getting a little cloudy. I can't see you. It's probably good.
Hallelujah.
I read about two old fellas. I'm letting read. No, excuse me. Rewind the tape. I think it was my son-in-law told me about two old preachers out in Oklahoma. Years ago. I don't know who they were. But the one old brother, he said, we're going to have brother so-and-so come preach. And so the old brother got up to preach, and the old pastor, he went back and sat down and fell sound asleep. I mean, fell. About the time the old guy got done preaching, the old preacher woke up. He jumped up. He said, great God. He said, we're going to have some preaching here tonight if I've got to do it myself. And they said from that day to the day he died, they never spoke to one another again.
My God, have mercy. Huh? Yeah. That's, oh, dear God, have mercy. I'm telling you right now. Dear Jesus, I've never seen so much division. I've never seen so much strife. Huh? We're swapping chairs on the Titanic. Dear God of heaven, amen, if we're going to have revival, God said, Paul, you've got to be reconciled. There's got to be some reconciliation. There's got to be some praying through. There's got to be some loving one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tight, but right in it. And I'm gonna make a little tighter. I'm in enough trouble now. Like I said, I should just quit and give it to you, Brother Charles, while I was ahead. But I just got to preach what God gave. I've been awake all night. I'm telling you this. I'm just going to preach what God laid on my. That's all I know how to do, folks. Hallelujah. That's all I know how to do. And I'm going to tell you, the devil more than anything else likes to get preachers at one another's throats. Oh yeah. Well, bless God. He said that when you were at Randy Webster, you didn't preach a lick in the road.
Well, bless God. I heard him over at church and I didn't think he did all that great.
Oh, but God. You're looking at me in a funny tone of voice here this morning. Hey, my God, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. We'll pound down on our people. You gotta love. And my God, every time we get a chance,
Stick at Randy.
Stick at your back. Woo! Come on here. Let's get with it like it is, folks. We need to get down to these altars. I mean, he said, if you come to the altar and you realize your brother's got all against you, leave your gift at the altar. Be reconciled to your brother and then come back. Do we believe God's word or not? Be ye reconciled. Hallelujah. Woo!
We've got problems. I wrote this down this morning. That's been bubbling for years. We've got grudges that have never been forgotten. We've got hurts that have never been healed. We've got problems that have never been prayed through. And we've got apologies that pride refuses to make. Woo! Hallelujah. Say amen or oh me. My God, I beseech you. Be ye reconciled. I said, be ye reconciled. Hallelujah. We want God to move. We want God to give us revival. We're going to have to get down to these altars and get reconciled to God. You cannot, I said you cannot, be out of fellowship with God and out of fellowship with holiness and out of fellowship with men of God and be in fellowship with the God of heaven. Hallelujah.
Say this. He said in Joel. He said in Joel. And I will restore. I will restore. I've got a lot more, but I'm going to shut down here. I got more, lots more, but I'm going to shut down here. In Stephen City, go ahead, pray for them. That's fine. I'll take all the prayer I can get. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I've got to say just a little more. Just a little more. Listen to me. Listen. I know that every one of you preachers here in this area, I've got people from this church, and they've got Brother Randy Webb. There's people from your church, and you know they are. And when they come, they've got a story. It was never their fault, Brother Mike. Everyone leaves your church. It was you. You did something. If they leave Brother Randy Webb, if they leave Brother, it's never their fault. I just backslid. No, it's always their, it's always the preacher's fault, the church's fault. It's always, it wasn't their fault. And they carry these bones and these tails, and they work up strife among us preachers. And then we don't want to go to Brother So-and-so's church. This is honest preaching, but that's just the way I am. I'm just cut out like that. You know, we can't hardly stand to go because old Sister Shoop-and-Dooper's over there. And old Brother Spookle Snookle's over there. And Sister Bucket Mouse over there. Hallelujah. We can't hardly stand to go there. We have to just, because my God, as soon as they get there, we'll have them leading songs or teaching a class. Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Let me get back to what I said. I will restore. In White Post, Virginia, which is about 20 minutes from my church, there's a place called White Post Restorations. It's world famous. They send cars from all over. The Emirates and sheiks and they send cars down there, and when they get those cars, these old antique cars, and when they get there, the first thing they do, they strip them totally, every bolt, every nut, every gasket, every hinge, every spring, every single piece, every piece of that car is taken apart. Put in bins or put in bags. But they start the process of restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They start with that frame and sandblast it. Paint it. Glory. Then they begin to put her back together. Piece by piece. Brand new bolts. Brand new springs. Brand new gaskets. Woo! Huh? Now listen to me. Listen. When they bring them in there, when they bring them in, Brother Mike, they just don't sand them down and put $1 million paint job on them. Call the owner, come get them. We got new tires. And he opens it up. And the springs are sticking out. The thing's nasty. My God, this ain't beautiful on the outside, but look at it. I wanted it restored.
On the other hand, they don't tear it down and redo the interior. And you come there and the outside's all rusted and falling down. And you open the door and you say, man, this thing looks as bad as what I brought. Ah, but the heart's good. Look inside. It's beautiful. We got all new interior inside. No. They go down to the frame. You just said they go down to the frame. Amen. And come on here now. There's no way in the world I could go in there and find the pieces and put them cars back together. But they know how to get them. They know how to tear them down. They know how to put them back together. And I want to tell you, you may be broken. You may be scattered. Your pieces you may feel like are all across this world. But the Son of God knows how to reconcile and restore and put you back together again. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah.
You that are spiritual. Throw him under the bus. Kick him under the curb. Are y'all still here with me today? Am I still preaching? You that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself lest thou also be tempted. I want to tell you, God wants to reconcile. And God wants to restore. And God wants to revive. Oh Lord. Wilt thou revive us again? Wilt thou? Oh, yeah, I will. My God, he'll reconcile, he will restore, and he will revive if we'll let him do it right here in this building today. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, and for your will, and for your way. Oh, God. Pull the ledger out today. Let me see God just exactly who I am and where I'm at. Oh, God. Show me my deficiencies. Show me my lack. My God, show me my need that I might buy of thee gold tried in the fire and white raiment that I would be clothed. The shame of my nakedness would not. God, restore hope. Restore life. Restore dreams. Oh, God. That seem so scattered and so broken. God, like Joseph in a prison, his dreams seem so scattered. His dreams seem so lost. Woo! When he thought it was all over, you picked him up. Made him the prime minister of. My God, I believe there are people right here today. They've given up on their hopes. They've given up on their dreams. They've given up. Oh, God, you want to reconcile. And you want to restore. And I believe, God, you want to revive us. God, I believe you want to revive us again. You want to reconcile us to yourself. And you want to revive us again. That we may worship you and that we may praise you. I pray, God, this day. I pray, God, this day that there would be reconciliation, that there would be restoration, and there would be reviving among us in this church. Hallelujah. Oh, peace, by peace, put me back together. Jesus, piece by piece, put me back together, Lord. Only you have the plan, and only you can understand. And piece by piece, put me back together, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, peace, by peace, put me back
together, Jesus. Oh, piece by piece, put me back together, Lord. Oh, only you can understand. Piece by piece, put me back together, Lord. Oh, piece by piece, say it with me. Put me back together, Jesus. Oh, piece by piece, put me back together, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, only you have the plan, and only you can understand. And peace by peace, put me back together, Lord. Maybe some of you, you may not understand this. Maybe I didn't help you. But I'm telling you, God spoke to me. The last few years have been very dark times in my life. You sat by the side of your wife for 31 days in the hospital. Well, she's that far between life and death. I had 7 spells in my sleep. I don't know what they were. The last one, I almost died. Brother Randy, was that, you remember this, you remember that? No. Wiped all my memory out. Brother, I've been there and back. And I feel. Everyone. But Paul, God said, Paul, if you can reconcile, and if you can restore, I can revive. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, sing with me one more time. Oh, piece by piece, put me back together, Jesus. Is this you this morning? Oh, piece by piece, put me back together, Lord. Only you have a plan, and only you can understand. And piece by piece, put me back together, Lord.
I'm going to give you a chance right here. Every head is bowed. God speak to you this morning. Every head bowed, eyes closed. It's going to take a minute here. In case one needs prayer, the altar's open for you. Then we're going to move right on. Amen. Bow your heads with me. Is there one? A hand will go up and say, preacher, I don't feel like I can step out in this situation, but I really did hear the Lord's voice this morning, and I need God to reconcile, restore, and revive me. Is there a hand go up anywhere? Where's your hand? There you are. Is another? There's another or two here. You got to be honest with God now. God's in here. He's here to speak to you. He did speak to you. Is there another hand on my right over here? Yes, I see that hand. Is there another? Is there another?